Okay, you can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Always remember to maintain your inner awareness, mindfulness, stabilize it. Okay, like I said, after the meditation, we come back, we will do the sharing first. Because some of them are going back tomorrow, and because we have about 30 of us, so we can get some to share first. Otherwise, by tomorrow, we may not have enough time for everybody. You look at the program, on the page, don't have number, page 5, yeah. Page 5, at the bottom, closing ceremony, part 1, formal introduction and personal sharing, come feedback by all participants, including suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on future program. Then the closing Dhamma and advice by me on how to continue the cultivation after returning to normal daily life, followed by acknowledgement of thanks, accounts, reporting by Suyan, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, and closing puja. So more important is when you revert back to your daily life, you should establish a religious routine that you are comfortable with, where everyone is different. Your livelihood could be different. Your lifestyle could be different. Most of us are retired. There are some still working. Then you also need to schedule your time to suit. Because sometimes you have your worldly duties to do. Then sometimes you also need to allow enough time for your loved ones. So sometimes we cannot be so selfish as to we only do what we want to do, the rest we neglect them or ignore them. You should have the understanding that the real Dhamma practitioner, they are really, really different. They have the good understanding, even for those who are very dedicated, very sincere, they go all out to cultivate because they believe in the cause and they really want to progress. Even people with that intent, you should understand the daily mindfulness can be done under any circumstances, at any place, any time, with anybody. It's not necessary that you must seclude yourself and go full time and devote all your time to cultivation. You can be in the midst of life and yet you are cultivating like full time because you maintain heedfulness. And that is what having right duty is all about. You still do your duty. But off and on, you can go for a retreat. Nothing wrong. That is not selfish. Because you can make that decision. Where this is what you want to experience. This is what you give priority to. But you cannot go until you neglect your duty. So if you want to take leave, you make sure you plan your thing. You have to notify your loved one. Then if you are responsible for certain things, like Joyce's case, she need to go and arrange for the temporary maid or the full-time maid and all those things. So So this is what you're supposed to do. You cannot just go and forget about everything, then come back. There can be misunderstanding. Then sometimes the spouse, or if he are married into a family that is very conservative, then the in-law may have a different idea or understanding. Then you have to think of a very good way to resolve it amicably. So everyone is different, so we need to develop our own understanding. Then the religious routine, we establish it. Then after that, you find that it can be done. That is the best. But if the spouse are both understanding, then I don't think you have an issue. Then for those who are not married, it's the easier. Okay. More important is the continuation of cultivation. So thus far, only the religious routine can keep you continuously cultivating, no matter what happened. The religious routine normally cover a few things. I think I shared before, I repeat it. You must determine to be aware throughout the day, leading to your ability to be ever mindful. When sati sampajana must be established, then use that ever mindful mind to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. So to keep you in the routine of being mindful, initially you have to start with your home activity, because within the house you are more in control. So within the house, every day you come back, you pay respect to your altar first. Then after that, whatever you do, mindful, aware. And before you sleep, initially you have to establish that habit to meditate, to relax, no matter how tired. Just calm your mind down, maintain awareness. Sometimes you can do it in the lying down posture, like you take rest, your body rest, but your awareness is there. And sometimes you are more used to the sitting posture, you can sit, no problem. Then you can start off by taking refuge, chanting the salutation. Then after that, if you want to renew your precept, you renew. Then you can chant the salutation if you have time, to the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. If you don't have time, you can read a little bit of metta. Then after that, silence your mind, meditate. Then share merit. That is very important, share merit. Chant the usual short one that we chant. When you share merits, the beings or those Dhamma protector, even your house devas and non-human or beings within your house and vicinity, they will really, really rejoice and they have gratitude towards what you have done. So they will protect you. They will give you support. Then you need to make aspiration. Imina punyang kamina, add it in. That is a standard one. Then after that, sleep, rest. But maintain mindfulness if you can until you really sleep. Then later on, even while in your sleep, you can be mindful. Then next morning, the first thing is to maintain awareness, awareness of your posture. Then awareness of everything you want to do after that. Like how you come out of the bed. All the detailed description you will know. If you have done it, you will know. Like normally, the first thing I do is I just relax, silent, then aware. The moment I become conscious, I aware. Sometimes I have this continuous mindfulness while sleeping or resting. Then when I decide to come out or wake up, then from the awareness I come out. The very thought, no lapse on, it continues. It's like I never sleep. And I am not tired, I don't have to wash my face and all those things. That was during the time when I was undergoing training. And that is what I did. And most of the time, I am able to do that. So that period lasted for a few months, I remember. Then after that, you immediately develop awareness because you are in the lying down posture. Then something will happen. Most of the time it's tactile, your bladder. Then it will condition you to arise and go to the washroom. So you observe all this. Then how you move your hand. Because if you have a comforter or you have a blanket, you have to move it. After you move, then how you turn every aspect within your bodily movement. Then how you push your hand on the side of the bed and come out. Then how you become in the sitting posture. Then how you turn around with your leg on the floor. Then how you stand up. Then how you move. All the movement activity is like body and mind move as one. Then your washroom is not that far. Straight away, you will move to the door. And how your hand go to the doorknob or push it. And how you go in and all the activity you do. If you can do that, then later on you carry on to your answering nature's call, brushing your teeth, then getting ready for your whatever duty you're supposed to do. If you are still working or you have to go out, you have to dress up, you dress up. But everything do with awareness, mindfulness. And you don't have to slow down. Initially, it's like you think you have to slow down. Actually, no need. Just do. Maintain mindfulness. So initially, you are not skillful. So like, you cannot feel that you are mindful. It's okay. But the attention is very important. The determination to be aware from inside, outside. Constantly remind yourself, aware, aware, aware. Then later on, whatever you do, like when you put on your clothing, you're fully aware of all your movement and how you dress up, and how all this sensation that arise when the shirt goes onto your body. Then you can also, at the same time after that, after you dress up, you comb your hair or you blow your hair or whatever, you do it with awareness. Even when you look into the mirror, you can have that perception that you're aware of what is going on. Then why do you look at your face? And your intent is what? So everything you can develop. Then after that, how you come down from your first floor, your house is a double story. Then all the activity and movement. So when you maintain mindfulness, you are different. You become like deconditioned, the heedless living, back to a new way of living, which we call heedful living. Then after that, you need to go to the altar, pay respect, pay respect. Then if you have to drive out, then you're mindful of all your activity and movement, then how you move and take your car key. Sometimes it could be a remote control, sometimes it could be something that you need to bring along. Then you have auto gate, you will have your auto gate. Then how you actually move to turn the doorknob, open up your main door, and how you move out, and how you wear your shoe or whatever, socks, everything. Then as you go out, how you press the alarm to activate your car system. Then how you move to your car, and how you hold the handle, how you move it, how you whole body from that walking, standing, you move into the seat. And when you are in the seat, how you actually prepare yourself to drive, and your hand move to close the door. So everything, you try your very best to develop awareness. But initially, if you are not skillful yet, if you have not stabilized your mindfulness yet, after that, when you want to drive out, try not to cultivate what you try to do at home. Because when you are outside, Your senses are fully engaged. You have to look at the traffic. You have to look all the four positions. Your side mirror, your back mirror, then your forward mirror. But you can still try your best to maintain awareness when you engage the gear, how your leg, if it's an automatic car, press on the brake, then how you release and make the reverse. Then all the movement, activity and the vision, all you try to develop the awareness. Then after you come out, before you prepare to drive out, normally you have to close your auto gate. So be aware of those movements. So that you won't, after you dry out, then you ask, did I lock the auto gate? Did I lock my gate? So you will not have all this problem. Then even if you are taking a colleague or your wife or your spouse, sometimes we talk in the car, understand? So you try to maintain mindfulness and awareness. Then when you are on the road, traffic, you have to be attentive. Attentiveness is actually quite near to awareness. When you are attentive, you are actually without thought. But because you have to live life, when you are attentive, you have to look at the traffic, you have to perceive. You cannot just follow what I say, specific phenomena awareness. I tell you, you will get into trouble. So when you need to cross junction, you cross junction the usual way. Alert, look left, look left, look right. Then how you do it? When you are skillful, you can be mindful, no problem. So all this is what the routine is. Then later on after that, you can be skillful even when you drive. Then you go to office, you can be mindful, not a problem anymore. Even in meeting, in the week, midst of activity when you are going around, attending to your career or whatever. Then even as a housewife, or retiree, whatever you do, we still got a lot of worldly duties. And this worldly duty, you can do it with understanding, mindfulness, awareness. So this is how you transform yourself from a heedless way of living where you are hardly mindful throughout the day into a different way of living life, which I call heedful living. Means most of the time you are aware, you got less thought. Your mind has become more and more heedful. But to really succeed, to have daily mindfulness, you must have the initial wisdom. That's why first turning, second turning wisdom is very important. You have to really listen to Dhamma, straighten your view, reflect, contemplate, stabilize your understanding until your initial wisdom is there. When it's there, it's very easy. Because when it's there, it will weaken avijja, the first link. Then avijja paccaya sankhara will become weakened. Once it's weakened, sankhara becomes less. You got more moment of mindfulness, more moment of awareness. Then there is space between thought. I have to teach you this, because a lot of you are new. Space between thought. The heedless, or people who are not trained, they tend to think a lot, continue, non-stop thinking. So they hardly got any space. Let's say this is one thought. First thought. For people who are not trained, who hardly have any heedfulness or mindfulness or awareness, this thought will straight away condition the next thought. And condition the next thought. And their thinking is like continuous. Instead of continuous awareness, they got continuous thought. You understand? And that is where the problem is. That's why they lost in thought, preoccupied with their thinking. Then every time they stir, because they don't have right view, worry about this, worry about that, like and dislike, pleasant, unpleasant, then phobia, memory. This is what is going on in the mind of living being. Heedless, but they can't. But for those who cultivate, there is this space between thought, second thought, This space between thought is very important. This is a space between thought. So from here to here, this space, there is no thinking. There is no activity at all. Then if you want to arise a thought, you arise a thought. Because when you are trained, the thought serves you, listen to you. You use it. It's not the other way around. The other way around, when you are heedless, the thought condition you, control you. And through your wrong view, you react like very predictable. Means you are under the control of your thought. Your thought decide, not what you decide. Because the thought, through delusion, condition you into habitual tendency. So this habitual tendency make you react very fast. Do the thing like you used to do. So for you to have the space, you must be able to silence your mind, like what we do in the meditation, relax, aware. Then suddenly all the thoughts slow down, then no more thought. Then you experience the tranquility, the stillness. Then this stillness will last for a while. Initially, maybe short interval. Then another impringement of sense data onto your senses, sense door, the five physical senses or your thought. Then it creates thought again. Yeah. If there is no contact, there is no consciousness. There is no citta, there is no thought. Yeah. But when you aware, when you have the ability to be heedful, even upon contact, it doesn't have to arise thought. Remember, my wife told you, the knocking sound? At the mind base, there is just aware, finish. Understand? Unless you want to know. So you can be in that state, even in your daily mindfulness, just aware. If you just aware, there is no thought. Yeah. But you still have your spacious awareness to be aware of the specific phenomenal awareness. And you can still be mindful in the midst of living life. You can still go about doing your thing. So this understanding is very important. You must have more and more space between thought. Then you will have energy in your mind. You will have clarity in your mind. Otherwise, you cannot have energy and clarity in your mind. So space between thought is very important. Another reason why you need the space is, you look at my bell, I got this metal piece which is hanged to a string. So what happens is, when I rotate it, what do you see? Huh? It go round, right? And what is this? This is momentum, understand? Because there is a movement already. And when there is a movement, if I want to continue that momentum, I don't need to use any strength or much strength, understand? It is like it will carry through, where the momentum carry through. So your heedless thinking is the same. When you start to think heedlessly, it's like a momentum inside there, automatic, where there is the heedlessness that you have developed. So what happens is, the moment the thought you are able to have space, immediately that momentum stops. Means this piece not rotating anymore. No more momentum. No more momentum, what happened? You want to start the movement again. You need a lot more strength, isn't it? A lot more activity. Isn't it? Your meditative mind is the same. Because when you have the space, the thought cannot condition the next thought. And because of that, it will not be like the normal heedless living being who will just continuously create thought. So to create that thought, it needs a lot more energy. That's why you have to have this space. So these are the reasons why the space between thought is important. So that it breaks that heedless thinking momentum. It breaks the mechanical movement. The habitual thinking. Then after that, the space between thought becomes more and more. Until you can have clarity inside there. That's how you can see things as they are. That's how your mind becomes different. You are most of the time heedful, aware, without thought. Okay? So this part, Can follow? Yeah? Yeah. Because earlier on, you are not at that particular level to understand all this. I just described space between thought, then I didn't elaborate much. But this retreat, some of you can understand. That's why I go into it. So this complete the daily mindfulness, how you can go back to your daily activity and all those things. And now we will start the sharing. Huh? Who wants to volunteer? Huh? Ah, good. Lihun. So Leon, don't worry. Huh? You can hear already. Pass the mic over to Lihun. Yeah. Slowly. Huh? Yeah. So, what is it? No, 3 o'clock tomorrow. Not today, it will be 3 o'clock tomorrow. He requested tomorrow to share. Morning. Leon. To introduce yourself first, the mic. We are new people, may not know you. Yeah.
I'm Li Hun. I am from Subang.
Okay. Yeah, Subang.
Brother Teo.
Yes.
What I'm going to share is not about this retreat.
No problem.
But about the wonders of meditation.
Sadhu, very good. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, very good.
Okay, this year is 2019, right? I think in 2017, my this joyful heart had some peculiar things going on. So one day while I was actually in a deep meditation, I suddenly can feel that after every 23 beats, my heart will stop.
Oh, okay.
And then it continues. Not only that, Brother Teo.
Okay.
I went in the further in.
Mm.
And it's not only the heartbeat that stops.
Mm.
Something inside also stopped a few seconds.
Mm, okay.
So it has been going on for 1 week. And when I text my problem in my family WhatsApp, my daughter said, "Mom, you sure or not?"
She's a doctor. Is it the doctor, daughter? Yeah, doctor, daughter.
Daughter, doctor, son-in-law also a doctor.
Oh, son-in-law also a doctor. Wow, two doctors. Yeah, good.
So, I said, yeah, I'm not bluffing. I can feel my heart as like very clear.
Yeah.
Then it didn't bother me, but then my husband was not very
comfortable.
Yeah, because you see, Brother Teo, I have to tell you a bit of my story.
Okay.
Before I went for my chemotherapy.
Yes.
Because I met up with a very honest oncologist, and at the time he was very new.
Yeah.
So whatever my husband asked, he actually produced for my husband.
Okay.
So this, he says, chemotherapy will actually have some
side effects. Yes.
On the heart. On the veins, on the muscles, on brain also.
Okay.
So my husband said, "I think you better go and see a cardiologist."
Mm.
So I went to see the cardiologist. Mm. So the cardiologist said, "What's your problem?"
Mm.
Oh, I said, "I had a skip heartbeat."
Yeah.
When I say I had a skip heartbeat, he said, "You sure?" I said, "Yes."
Yeah.
But then the funny thing is, when I went to see him, I don't have the skip heartbeat.
Oh, that time.
But then I said, "Doctor, you listen some more. Inside, there is something going on." I said, "Something also stopped, like maybe a few seconds." Then he said, "Okay." He said, "No, I cannot hear, but your heartbeat is a bit fast." I said, "Yeah, because after the chemo, the heartbeat went very fast." Then I said, "Then, talk. Then he said, "Okay, never mind, you go and do that.
ECG. ECG.
ECG come out also very...
normal.
Oh, very good.
Normal.
Then I said, "No, doctor, there's some..." Then he said, "Oh, okay." Then I let you wear an instrument for 24 hours. That instrument, I tell you, all the
lights... Yeah, it will record all your heartbeat.
So for 24 hours, because when I see him, it's already 3:30.
He
said, "Tomorrow, you 3:30, you come back, I will get this recording, there's a graph or something."
Yeah.
So tomorrow, I went back. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he said, "Oh, you are right. your aorta and your valve got problem." Then my husband aorta and the valve got problem. What problem? He said, "It's not life threatening.
Yeah.
It is just wear and tear."
Oh, normal way.
So then, when he says
good.
It's not life threatening, what he explained to my husband, I don't bother.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Then, but then that time was very funny, you know. When he hear my dad, you said you are very right. 23 bit, it will.
Yeah, it will stop for one bit, skip
then,
one bit.
The next question he asked me, how do you know that you have a skip bit and?
The doctor also curious, cardiologist.
Before I could answer, husband, my wife meditates every day.
Because you are aware. You don't need stethoscope to be aware of your heartbeat. That is the power of mindfulness.
And Brother Teo, do you believe if, like, because I got a lot of phone in my body, I know which part it got stuck.
Definitely. You will know your whole body very clearly.
And it is very precise, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes when I go to the massager, I say, you just do it here. He said, bong ki. Oh, really? A lot of hong. You can feel it. I said,
I know. You can.
I know where it's stuck and how it's.
And we can also know whether the massager got skill or not. Because their movement, if it's not skillful, straight away I know, I can feel. That's why I don't like to go for massage. Because all these are not trained, not skillful. So far I only met one which is quite skillful. The one that Lee Hoon recommend one. That lady, what's her name? Sue. That one is okay, quite skillful. That one, the hand when he massage you.
Very mindful.
You can feel one. She knows where the movement is. Then I can feel it. That's skillful. But also not easy. Because a lot of things. Then during that massage, he can adjust a little bit for you. But it is not a what they call a permanent fix. Understand? And most of this, we have massage is to try to. Especially your hand, well, my left hand here, there is one of the nerve, I don't know what. He also know the alignment is not proper. I say, I can feel it. Then he try to adjust. Then he improve a bit, but doesn't last. After that, come back again. So a lot of this wear and tear, like Lee Hoon say. Then as you age, you tend to have more and more of this. But then I go and do the swing hand, all those things. Then it slowly recover. So a lot of things you have to find out yourself. Like my that colleague, Sam, last night he do treadmill, he do exercises. Then after that, he got a lot of this backache, shoulder, stiff shoulder, frozen. So he every time go for massage. Then one day, I think somebody followed him the swing hand on. I think from Hong Kong or Taiwan. Then he do it. After that, he said, no need massage, no need anything. Swing hand enough. All the pain gone. The backache, the frozen shoulder, everything also start to improve. And according to him, clear. You go and try. I'm not sure. That's why I teach you how to do it.
But Brother Teo, it's actually very effective. I've been doing that.
Oh, sadhu. Very good.
And I used to do it half an hour.
That is very good. Half an hour is very good.
Brother Teo, I got a little bit more to share.
Good. Continue.
Actually, the swinging hand and the sewing actually helps me a lot in my mindfulness. And the awareness.
It will help you in your mindfulness.
And good news is just now I went in to check. I don't have this problem anymore.
Sadhu. Very good. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. Okay, do you have any other type of expression of gratitude and thank and how you find?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like to thank all the organizing committee.
Yeah. Mm.
Actually, all of you have worked actually very, very hard, put in a lot of effort and all that. It's not easy to run a retreat with everybody cooperating.
Yeah.
So for this year, I can observe that everything is going very well.
Yeah, smooth sailing.
Yes, and for me, by the second day, I'm already settled down.
Yeah.
Settled. All right. Mm. And for this year, I am actually, okay, actually very frank to you, Brother Joe. For the last year, 2018, I do not know why. Because maybe I didn't inquire. For the whole year, I never do any chanting. I never read your books. I never hear your tapes.
Yeah.
But I do my meditation many times in a day.
Oh, very good. Sadhu.
Okay?
That is better.
And I actually had a cushion in my sewing room.
Oh.
The funny thing is I sew. Then something like tell me, hey, time for meditation. So you know what? I will switch off the light, switch off the sewing machine, and I will sit.
Yeah.
Sit until I come on now.
Then only you come out.
So that is what I've been doing for the whole year.
Oh.
So before I came, I was actually, when I was in the van, I was actually contemplating. I said, this time, cham liao la. Whole year never attend Brother Teo's class, never look at the notes, never do anything, chanting, everything, also none. I said, I go this time, I sure back, sure die. La.
You know? You won't, because all these are not in the memory.
Yeah.
Memory is not the real one.
But the thing is, in fact, the first day when we arrived, when the first sitting, I'm already like...
You are already able to sit because she has been doing it for the past 1 year.
And the awareness, of course, I have told you before, is becoming like very strong.
More and more stable and more and more. What they call, in another word, is stability is established. So it's very strong.
So even in my sleeping, to me it's like I'm aware.
Most of the time.
Yes.
Very good. Sadhu.
And also I would say that I understand it's also because of my mind.
Yeah.
I perceive everything as very...
Normal. Natural.
Natural.
And
clarity. Also, Brother Teo, from my experience of cultivating... the reason I said you all are my teachers is because I observe all of you. So from this observation, I learned a lot. From the nature, from the people, reacted. You know, and I'm not always in the WhatsApp. I'm not always in the FB. But I do watch some Korean movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that's it.
Oh, sadhu. Okay, rejoice. Sadhu.
Thank you, everybody.
No problem.
For making this.
Thank you for the good sharing.
This retreat, a very successful one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Sadhu. Okay, so when you have mindfulness, you can be sensitive. Then you can feel a lot of things. You can observe a lot of things. That's why what she went through this retreat is so different from last time. Last time I remember those retreats that she came, she got problem inside, personal. I can see the sadness, you know. See. Then, don't know, after the wish day, then she talked to me some, off and on. Then I saw her every time alone last time, sitting on those benches, like got problem inside there. But this time different. This time he don't sit alone, he sit with Kiat Hun. And I saw it outside the Maitreya Hall there, the bench there. And they were having fun. That is good. Understand? You know, last time when she sat alone, she got something inside. My nature can feel. The karmic. That's why it blocked you. If food, is the spices of life. Oh, sorry, music. If music is the spices of life, play on. You know what is the spices of life? You like a lot of very nice spices, understand? So all these spices is what you say, must try, must experience life. So everything that got nice spices, he will go and try one. That's why in that literature subject, I remember. The first is, if music is the food of love, play on. Then don't know what is the spices of life. Oh, variety is the spices of life. Wow, luckily you all make me recall. PG also know, no? You also know, no? Means you all study literature, one, no? Old school, huh? Mm. Yeah, right on the vodka. Variety is the spices of life. You don't let your husband hear this. Those not married, huh? Don't let your boyfriend hear this. Oh, oily, never mind. Hold the pen on it. Oh, cannot pull out. Yeah. That one is not strong enough. This one. Oh, good. Variety is the spices of life. Yeah. I don't know. Why lah? Why? D-Y. The spices of life. Then, if music is the food of love, play on. If music is the food of love. Leon.
Leon.
Ah.
Leon who?
Oh. Leon. Oh. Thank you. Wow. Chi. Sadhu. Thank you so much. So, Li Hun, continue. Thank you. Sadhu. Finish, yeah?
Actually, is it too long?
No. Don't worry. Okay, continue. I got a lot of time tomorrow.
Talking about asking for forgiveness, I think I would like to share this one.
It's really very important. Yes.
And how potent it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadhu.
You see, when I shifted in, I had a very few good neighbors. Yeah. Okay? Wherever I go, all my neighbors are very friendly and very good to me. So, okay, my house is the corner link house. So there is another corner link house. So the four of us will always go marketing, you know, and then sometimes go and have coffee and like that. So one day, I don't know out of what happened, this neighbor ignored me, and I didn't know. So every morning when I go for a morning walk, I will say hi, or hello, good morning. You know what she do? And then I was like, How come she behaves like that?
Yeah.
So I was very...
Affected.
Not only affected, I was keep thinking, what have I
done
wrong?
What has gone wrong?
Because that time, Brother Dale, I'm already in your class, so I have to be very careful, you know, and then we try to help. And then when I was helping my opposite neighbor who had cancer, you remember?
Yeah, you told me.
And when she was about to die, she said, Ligam Jiu. She says, 那个对面的啊，他是啊, actually 啊，很 jealous 你. I said, what is there for she to jealous about me?
Huh?
Her money I think don't know how much more
loaded,
than me.
Loaded.
The car bigger than my car because that time I'm only driving a. Now of course if I now my car is bigger, and her car is Mercedes BMW. what am I to compare?
Yeah.
She said she is jealous about your garden.
Oh
my God, my
garden.
Because
her garden is very, very well taken care of.
You know, the brother deal, the funny thing is, she saw my husband planting rose.
Yeah.
And she said she wanted to plant rose. Yeah. I very wholesome.
Correct.
Bring her to the place that I brought the rose, the soil, everything. You come back, your rose die is your business, ma.
Correct. Like they say, Bao chua bo, man o bao se, gina wa, you understand? Yeah, that is the Hokkien one. So the mui lang, bao chua bo, mean they kai xiao, mean introduce wife to you. But they cannot guarantee got chao, you understand?
Then, brother dear, the funny thing is, before I came in, I already make a beam to hang all my periwinkles and hanging plants because I got a lot from my old house. You know, I think so she is jealous. She go and told my next door neighbor. She says, 这个酒啊, 我做什么他就做什么. Then the neighbor 就问, 他做什么? 你看那个这个 iron rod hang 的他就跟住我. 他说, hello 阿舅还没有来的时候都已经做了。
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Then that time actually it's like that. I know how she is jealous, brother.
Oh,
because
okay.
I, like you say, you have to
trace
the original
Asian factor.
That
yes.
time I was following you to Chiang Mai la.
Oh, no wonder, spiritual trip. Yeah, spiritual trip.
And then
yeah.
She is like maybe 1 year she'll go out once only.
Oh, no wonder.
Okay, so I think she is jealous about
that.
And also, my children is better educated.
Doing very well.
Then she don't want to talk to me, fine. Then two years ago, I renovated my...
Your place.
So before I renovated, of course, it's only a courtesy
to inform
all your neighbors that I'm doing this.
Yes, if there's
any noise, I'm very sorry.
That's what my neighbor did before his renovation. Yeah.
So,
and I appreciate it. I told him, don't worry.
So one day, I ding dong. She saw me, she got like, no, why did you come?
Yeah.
I said, I addressed her, I said, I'm going to do...
Renovation,
my house. I said, should any there is any disturbances, I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
And I also said, I don't know what misunderstanding we have that you do not want to acknowledge me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if by my speech
or
my action,
I
have done anything wrong to you, I am sincerely very, very,
very sorry. I would like to ask for forgiveness.
I want to apologize because I don't know.
It will break the ice. 100%. They were toned down already.
It's my conscience.
I
don't want to do, I do not want to stay in a neighborhood that...
Where the misunderstanding continue.
So
we would rather just iron it out. And be honest with each other.
Actually, it's true that she is actually very jealous. And then we began to talk. Then I told her, whatever I say or whatever I do does not mean I have to compete with you.
Correct.
You know, I said now, whatever wealth you have or whatever bag that you take, I'm not interested.
Yes.
All right? I said, don't, like, 我们做朋友, 我们不可以一直比来比去.
Because measurement will lead to conflict, argument.
I told him, I said, you told me your husband's salary 1 month is 40,000-50,000. I said, do you know my husband have to work few months to get this?
Make her feel good.
So I keep telling her, I said, you have a fantastic children. Your house got 2.5
story,
whereas mine is only 2 stories.
Yeah.
And you renovated from the front to the
back
extended all, whereas I never extended.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you got such a beautiful house. In fact, you are very, very, very...
Yeah, lucky. Much more blessed than you.
So I talked, because she's a Christian.
I
said, now God really love you.
Because if they
are like that, you have to speak their
language. Yeah.
And then we tone down ourselves, we come down.
Humble.
And then when I told my this neighbor, I said, I go and say sorry. You're not.
Yeah, human beings' reaction is like that.
But anyway, everything was resolved.
So that is most important.
Yeah, I think important is I don't mind being.
Correct. Humble.
Yeah.
When you are humble, you actually gain respect. And you have
the ability. Brother Dio, you know, every time I finish my chanting or whatever I do,
I ask for forgiveness. Asking for forgiveness is very powerful.
And then not only that, the aspiration that I and both of us can
You resolve whatever misunderstanding amicably.
I really ask for that. Sadhu. Really true.
Then it will happen.
Yes.
Somehow through nature's law it will happen.
Yes.
Because we never know how much karmic obstruction you had. That's why a lot of these things you need to resolve it. Otherwise it will carry on in future life. Very good. Sadhu Li Hun.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Let us rejoice. I tell you, not many people, even Kayamita, do you think such thing you dare to share or not? But she has the understanding and the Dhamma, that's why she dare to share. Don't go and spread this. Correct, correct, yes. Yeah, 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 not good, not good. So this one we understand, all of you. Can you keep your, seal your lips? Sadhu. Yeah, go in here, go out there, is to learn something, Go out here, so don't accumulate. What she is saying is don't accumulate inside your brain. Then after dinner, no memory. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate, yes. Yeah, it's very kind of you because these type of things are very personal. So normally people don't share you. But because of the condition, the Kayanamitta, he really wants to let you have the faith, the understanding that all this can be resolved. But I hope you all don't, after listening to all this sharing, say, "Ayo, brother, you know all our secret, no?" Wow, I tell you, I didn't do anything, no. I will not say anything until got condition. Understand? Then I seek permission. I just hint on it. Relationship problem, no need to know. But she volunteered and share. I appreciate that. That's why, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yes. Yeah. Not only Li Hun say that, a lot of Kayamita say that. Do you know all the Kayamita that have problem come and see me, all the problem resolved? That's why you fought that one, you don't know. You're somewhat scared I know your secret. You think I want to know your secret. No affinity, you tell me also no use.
Brother Teo, if this relationship, I don't solve it properly.
Yeah, it was.
I tell you today, I won't be sitting here.
Yeah, it hurt you a lot. But I can see the suffering, that sadness, that suffering, that undecisiveness, that fear inside that.
That kind of how to tell
him. How to resolve it.
And then the worst thing is I cannot tell my husband.
Yes, and you cannot discuss with your husband.
Children or
friends. Or friend. So how? Alone, kangji, you know what is that or not? Ke Hun, you know Cantonese, alone, kangji. Yeah, you sure admire her. Yeah, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Not easy when you are facing such situation. Whenever there is choice, there is confusion. That one, we don't know how to choose, understand? Because very confused inside herself. But when she share with me, relate with me, then I say very simple. Can be resolved very fast. That's why I advise her. Then she saw like a light end of the tunnel. There's a way out. That's why she become very different. That confidence come back, she become very brave. Then I told her, certain thing you already make that decision, you have to move from there. Understand? You can't allow the thought to give you this type of like confusion. And when you are confused, inside you suffer, I tell you. Then you make another wrong move, it is going to create a lot more repercussion. Understand? You understand? So a lot of people, you go and see movie, you also heard this, is that the most of the times the lady tell the boy. In Cantonese, you know what or not? Duin tong hou go qiong tong. You understand or not? Short pain is better than long pain. So we better break off now. But the boy always cannot take it on. You realize or not? All the movie, you never see this type of movie or not? Huh? Jin Gap have seen one. Hey, Lei Hong around, be careful.
Funny thing is, when I told her that my husband is 12 years old older than
her.
You know, she married a girl that is 13 years
younger. Older. Yeah.
But when he told me very frankly that he actually don't really love this girl.
Ayo.
Then, I even now, because I got the I share with him how to love the wife.
Yeah, that should be the way.
So for these few years, he did send me some photographs that they go to this place together with the wife.
Together,
so I'm actually, in a way, relief.
Relief, and you have joy.
He is like, want to take revenge.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
The first girl married the
yeah, yeah,
guy
yeah,
also
yeah.
married.
Correct, correct, correct.
So correct. That's why when after that everything resolved, actually came back. I was very happy. Then I actually had very much faith in the Buddha
teaching, Dhamma.
And actually. That's why I said there's one time I always go to your class.
Yeah,
never
never miss.
Because
of that. Then I remember you also told me that you can't come for a period because you had to do a lot of things. Your daughter's marriage, the daughter's marriage, then your family and all those things. That's why I told, who was it that come and convey the message?
Stephanie, is it?
Stephanie, correct. Yeah.
Brother Theo, tomorrow I will share my mother one.
Wow, sadhu.
Too much to share today after everybody.
The mother one also very beautiful story.
The power of chanting.
Yeah. You know what happened? She brought her mother come and see me, take me for lunch. Together with the mother talk. The mother don't know English. Not much English. So have to speak, don't know Mandarin or Hokkien. Tampo. We are from Ipoh, I remember. BM. Yeah, when we went to Nadang, what that place? Nadangka, what is the name? The Buddhist?
Nanda.
No, Bukit Matajam one. That.
Nalanda.
No, not Nalanda. No, Bukit Matajam, only one very big temple. Dantaka, something like that one. Nandaka, I think. On the mountain one. Inside, deep in the village. Not Nalanda, the one in Nandaka. Yes, Nandaka. I remember. That was many years back. Then later on, the brother problem, the mother cannot take it, all those things. I helped the mother to resolve it. Sadhu. Very good. Thank you, Liu. You cannot speak. Because your heart not ready. Now, with the Dhamma understanding, with the clarity, that everything resolved through applying the few things I teach. Ask for forgiveness, meditate, cultivate, invoke power of merit. Then, determine to resolve everything amicably. That's why I rejoice. She did it. And the mother also did it, because the mother helped her. Yeah, I knew, because you told me, I think, that your mother finally passed away. And she's a really good mom. She was the one that gives strength to her when she was having cancer, going through all those things. And she told me, in her own words, how she have to actually do it, because mother always love their children. Correct. On your behalf. Yeah, on your behalf. Yes. Sadhu. Next one is Danny. Sadhu. Oh, the mom came for the retreat. Yeah, now I remember. So you all think you young. Wait till like the mom's age only come. By then, susah lo. Very good, Sadhu. Yeah, thank you, Suyan, for reminding. I can't remember the mom came for retreat, but after they confirmed, now I recall. Okay, Danny. Yeah, your turn.
Very good afternoon to all Dhamma brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
My name is Danny. I'm actually from Penang, but I've settled down in KL for many years. Since my studying days.
So this is your first retreat, huh?
This is my first retreat.
Very good.
And first of all, I would like to express my heartfelt appreciation to you, Brother Theo, for your teachings and your pointers, which is priceless to me, especially at this point of my life. And also to all the organizers for holding the space for me, making this such a conducive place to practice.
Yes. And also the temple management.
The committees as well for their effort. And special thanks to Brother Sui An.
Without him, you won't be here. Without him, Richard also won't be here.
He planted the seed for me.
Planted a seed.
Everything just started from there.
Yeah, Sadhu.
In fact, my meeting with you, Brother Theo, a decision that I actually made.
Yeah.
And I think it was really miraculous.
Yes.
Because I was actually at the retreat.
Yeah.
Earlier on, Brother Sui An offered me this opportunity.
Okay.
And I was still very hesitant. I wanted to let things
settle down.
Settle or let things decide on
yeah,
its own.
Decide on its
rather
own.
Than making the decision.
Oh,
so
very
I
good.
Ask Brother Teo, I say, Brother Teo, Brother Sui An, I cannot decide. So when the last moment I can decide, and he says,
no problem.
No problem. Yeah. Anytime. Okay.
So now you understand, whenever there is choice, there is what? So now you understand. You are lucky where you let nature decide. That is the correct way. Accord and flow. Very good. And do you know what happened or not? The moment I arrive, that van, you come and help me carry things. And do you know what I passed to you or not? My dish bag. All the things that I need to share and teach on, you carry for me. And that time I don't know him. No. I saw one very sincere person fold the arm, come like that. Then I said, okay, you want to help. So that time we were unloading the thing from the car, Chin Hao's Estima. Then I saw him so concerned. Okay, I said, come. Then I later found out he was Danny. Because Sui Han told me there are two new ones. I don't know, I haven't met both of you also. Until when we arrived, then Sui Han told me, Richard arrived already. Then I didn't know this was Danny until the class started. That's why I say, you got parami. Otherwise, you won't be have that timing when I arrive, you around, and you request to help. You have parami. You have affinity. Very good. Continue.
I believe your reputation precedes you. I heard a lot about you. From other.
That one, we like to hear. So I hope no negative one.
It was very good, he says.
It
was from Brother Fong, if I'm not mistaken. He has very high regards
for you. That Fong, I know. Last retreat, that Fong. Yeah. Wow, he was so attentive. You know. He asked so many questions. You remember from Penang? Also Penang, yes. Cheras. Now he's in Cheras, but he was originated from Penang, I was told. Yeah, he was from Penang. But he used to tell me he started the Buddhism thing from this, Penang Buddhist Association. There's a Penang one. Not him, another one.
I don't know him very well.
I remember he told me he is from there, Penang Buddhist Association, I don't know. The Mahayana one. Not the Theravada. That's why he was so attentive, that retreat. He keep on asking questions. Then after that, he came to the Thursday class, Tuesday class. And recently, before the retreat, she came to my Tuesday class again. Sadhu. No wonder you can come. Okay.
Then it was during the retreat that I, suddenly had the interest to find out how Brother Teo looks like.
Yeah, sadhu.
And fortunately, someone actually had your photos because they attended your retreats before. People from Penang, because my retreat was actually in Penang. And they showed me your picture. Immediately when I look at your picture.
What happened?
I could feel so much compassion.
Something happened, huh?
Yeah, something happened.
So you will got affinity.
When I look at your picture, wow. The first thing that came out was compassion.
Sadhu.
Suddenly I felt that I just need to see you.
Yeah, sadhu.
So,
that is what happened,
When I came back, I was still a bit
hesitant.
And then suddenly there was a message that came from Brother Sui An.
And
I thought it was for your retreat. And I didn't want to reply because I still am a bit undecided.
That's a good one.
I leave it be. And then later on, when I had time to settle down the retreat, I decided to look at the message, and it was for another retreat. And I was so frustrated. I said, "Alamak, here I'm thinking I need to decide for Brother Teo, and now I don't have the opportunity me for another retreat." Then the next morning, somehow, when I was driving, this one thing to attend was so strong.
Yeah, very strong.
Then I said, "Never mind, leave it be. WhatsApp. Just send to Brother Sui An, say whether there's an opportunity to still."
Sadhu.
And then, I wanted to leave it as that. But I do not know why there was this urgency that says...
Yeah, your nature will know.
Yeah,
it will drive
I hardly talk to Brother Sui An. When I'm new to... I don't call because I get very anxious. Then I put on my headset and I decided I have to call Brother Sui An.
Sadhu.
And I actually called him. And then the funny thing was... When I asked him, hey, Brother Sui An, still got chance to go, then he laughed. Wow, my heart fell.
Yeah,
my
you thought
dropped,
no more
my
chance.
My heart dropped because the way he laughed, I said, hey, Brother Sui An, which means gone already. Then he laughed, and then I said, then I was surprised. He says, Danny, we actually have one more seat in the
back. Yeah. One more. Last
then
one.
Then he asked
yes.
me, if you want, you can still have the
yeah,
seat.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, at that time, Brother Sui An, I am actually volunteering for a retreat center, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I have certain commitments.
Yeah.
I have certain commitments. Yeah, so I told Brother Sui An, I see, I feel very guilty if I have to leave at the midst of that commitment that I have.
Yeah.
I say, give me a day and see whether things can be resolved for that day and see whether I can delegate. I don't think I can delegate this, but let's see what happens. And miracles actually happen.
Sadhu.
Everything got well delegated.
Yeah.
The things that I want to accomplish today was beyond my expectation.
Correct. It will happen. It caused things to arise.
I was supposed to negotiate something and then close the deal immediately. And it was even beyond my
expectation. Go beyond.
What I wanted was, what I was willing to accept was much higher
than
what
this
person offered.
Just
close the deal immediately for the retreat center.
Yeah,
it was like, wow, amazing. And at the end, I could make the call and everything happened.
Oh, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Hey, very good. Then before you continue, I got one sharing about something like that one. When I was with Achan Yantra, do you know what happened? He also went to New Zealand. He went to New Zealand. There was a New Zealander lady, Patsy, fat lady. Then he got a very young, handsome boyfriend. Was it Cat? Patsy and who are you? You and brother very close to him or not? He very tall fellow. We took him to McDonald's. He said burger. So small. He take 2 or 3 also not enough for him. You know, because our size is Asian size. So what happened was, they were Christian. No way they will become Buddhist. One day, because of the newspaper, somebody who I think invited Ajahn Yantra over to New Zealand, because at that time he was very famous, he go and talk to the reporter, and it came out in the flash headline that a very popular Thai monk, most popular at that time, is coming to New Zealand. And you know what happened? This lady, Patsy, Christian, the moment he received the newspaper, he saw Ajahn Yantra's face, exactly like when you see my photo. Wow, he said, something happened inside, very strong. That tell her, I must go and meet this monk. And she went, and he brought along this boy. Then, because of what she did, she straight away follow him and go to his monastery in Thailand, all the way there. Then when I went to Thailand with my wife there on the spiritual trip, I met her there. Then you remember, Ajahn Yantra put me on that kuti, the special kuti. So they thought anybody can stay. So we supposed to leave, I think 1 or 2 days earlier, we supposed to leave. Then he go and ask permission to stay there, the boyfriend. Straight away kena rejected. This one nobody can approve except Ajahn Yantra. Then Ajahn Yantra tell them very nicely, you cannot. This one is different. Brother Mr. Teo is different. So because of that, they knew. Then after talking to me, they realized, I also have the Dhamma, So they were so keen to follow me all the way from Bangkok, take train to come to KL and meet up with my teacher. My second last teacher. And you know what happened when she came? Kwaimui. The moment he saw this second last teacher, he kneeled down. Kneeled down. The tears all keep on coming out. Then after the meeting, come out, I ask her, what happened? You know what she told me or not? Do you know who she is? She's somehow, inside, she knew who she is. and she has to pay the respect, you know. Then later on, I went and asked my second last teacher. I said, how come she cry like that? Yeah? Then after that, I said, she seems to know who are you. You know what she told me or not? Well, by this second last teacher do energy fuels, why? He got special divine eye. You know what she told me? Do you know who she is? Before this life, she was a monk in Sri Lanka. This lady was a monk in Sri Lanka, one of the abbot in a forest monastery. Yeah. Then I said, how come you know? He said, because I was a monk also at that monastery, cultivating, he said. And he was cultivating deep in the younger. Then this lady who was an abbot there was an older monk. And he knew this young monk that is cultivating is exceptional, very good. And you know what happened? He supported my second last teacher when he was a monk in Sri Lanka. Then one day, he knew he's going to die, you know, the abbot. He approached my this second last teacher. He pleaded with the monk, my this second last teacher's previous life, pleaded with her, that he is going to die soon. And he wants that monk that he pleaded to take him across. That's why he said, she will know who I am. The moment you step in a cry, then bow. You think fairy tale. Fairy tale also not like that. Then after that, she gave her a lot of very personal poem, all those things. The original she gave to her, I only get photostat. He said, because of the affinity and the promise and all those things. That's why a lot of things, you don't understand. The photo, don't take for granted. When you see some photo, your insight will know one. That's why that conscience will tell you, don't ignore it. Especially those love at first sight. You think love at first sight? Like Ananda, he saw the Matangi's daughter. Matangi is actually a yakka, I don't know what, I forgot already. It's because the Buddha knew for don't know how many lives, Ananda has been with her husband and wife. That's why the moment as a monk he saw fall in love some more. Luckily, according to Surangama Sutala, I don't know, he sent Mongalana, was it Mongalana? Sariputta? No, got psychic one. Mongalana. Is it Sariputta? I remember it's psychic one. Oh, Sariputta. Okay, anyway, either Sariputta or Mongalana. Then only Ananda wake up. He almost broke his monk's precept and cannot become monk. Well, that is a major offense. Love at first sight. Because past affinity, you think see already something. That's why when this conscience manifests, or your nature inside manifests, it has a lot to do with the past. Only you don't know. That's why sometimes the tears keep on coming out. And you don't understand. But inside, understand. You use your thought, you cannot understand. But this is thought. Okay? Okay, you continue.
Then I think the biggest thing in our meeting, Brother Teo, which I truly appreciate, is the reminder of my roots. Because actually, I wish to clarify what I meant by being a new Buddhist. I've been a Mahayana practitioner since young, during my schooling days. Even those days when I cannot even chant. I was using Hanyin Pinyin, and I can still remember the first time I actually went for this chanting. The first thing I told myself is I'm not going to step in anymore because they were very fast, and I was depending on Hanyin Pinyin. But eventually, I don't know what happened because of the affinity and everything. I went back, and and my faith in that practice actually grew. And I was fortunate to meet my late teacher as well. She was very compassionate towards me. So for many years I was with that teaching, and I even saw the miracles of her chanting, because my teacher is also, my lead teacher was also well known for her chanting.
Oh, sadhu.
Yeah, and she's created a lot of, she actually showed me a lot of miracles where people who are bedridden can actually, you know,
recover,
and walk,
yes,
you know, and
through
I
chanting.
I personally had my own personal experience with one of her chanting as well. I don't mind sharing, because there was one day that I think I was possessed. Yeah, and I couldn't breathe.
And
before I actually fainted, I didn't know she was around. The only thing I could tell the person around was to call my teacher, look for my teacher.
Lovely.
And then they came with the ambulance and they took me off. And then they brought me in the emergency and everything. And then I started to calm down, but I don't feel like myself. And I And even later on, they told me I was asking for my teacher. I didn't even know, because I went
In your unconscious state.
Yeah, so when my teacher arrived at my bed, and she started the chanting, something overwhelmed me very strong.
Sadhu.
I was amazed. And the thing that shocked me at that time was that I could feel the energy in me.
And I
almost wanted to kill her already when she started the chanting. And I could sense the energy was so strong. I was about to leave my arm and
And
I somehow had so much fear. Because I know this punch can kill her immediately.
Correct.
When she started the chanting, I was amazed. A strong force actually pulled me down.
Pull you back,
Pulled me back so strong. And I can see it trying to fight. I couldn't. So there was a that was one of the things. Because if you don't experience it, you wouldn't know.
You will never know. Yeah. And this is coming from somebody who really experienced, not what he heard. Understand? That's why the Dhamma is way, way beyond what the thinking mind can understand. All this can happen because very likely he has very strong affinity with the great beings, Triple Gem, the Mahayana side. That's why it will keep on creating conditions for him and let him experience all this. It's just like when I was young, I saw all this sign, but I don't have to go to this type of thing, because my journey is after my cultivation has reached that particular understanding, that I come, everything very smooth one. I no need to go through suffering to go for Dhamma one. No need one. I no need to experience all these things. No need. Yeah. But everyone is different, always remember. Yeah. So for Danny's case, it's really beautiful. I also learned something. Yeah. Because from your description, my nature can know. I got no psychic. I cannot read anything, because I cannot touch psychic. If my nature touch psychic, I lose my wisdom. That is the thing that I never want to lose. So because of that, I have this very strong vow never to touch psychic. That's why my nature become different. Every light I come, because I don't depend on psychic. But the moment you tell me, my nature can know roughly from what you tell me what your past is. How come you are like that? That's why I can advise different people differently how to clear the thing. Yeah. But always remember, I am like my last teacher say, I am not a healer. I don't come here to heal people. I only come here to share my understanding, then you have to heal yourself. Understand not? My nature is, I don't interfere with the forces of nature. It all depends on your karma. You have affinity with my nature, you will manifest, you will come, then things will unfold, then I will know. The affinity bring forth the condition, then I will tell you exactly what you need. Whether you listen or you don't listen is up to you. My duty is to share, to do the part that my vow take me here to do. And my nature has this very different approach. I don't need numbers. I don't need follower. You understand? I only need those sincere one, true one. If I can get one of you to have that understanding and you can do the work that I do, the world is beautiful. Yeah. But every time my nature come, there will be a lot who will awaken and get a lot of understanding, and they will continue to do this work. And people who have the affinity and the understanding, it's just like your phone and all things, they will be able to tell you that Brother Theo is different. And nobody know. In fact, this is the first time I hear from you. Other people, because I always tell Kayamita, no, don't quote me. So I think because of that, it reduced a lot of my problem. So unless you got affinity, you bump into one, then they tell you like Mr. Fong. So very good. Sadhu to you, Danny. You can continue. Luckily, I allow a lot of time. Tomorrow still a lot of time. Yeah, continue.
Then when I started working, because my teacher was actually in Penang most of the time.
Oh, okay.
My teacher also, I really had a lot of affinity with my teacher during those days. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the amazing thing was she travels a lot.
Oh,
and somehow when she comes to my hometown, she's very secretive. She doesn't tell anyone because otherwise she'll be very busy. Because
will be looking
for her.
A lot of people will go after
ask for healing days and everything.
After her, yeah.
And the amazing thing about all these years, whenever she comes, I will have a dream the day before that.
Wow, sadhu.
Yeah.
The
and I will tell my mom.
Yeah.
But always wake up and tell my mom, hey, is Sifu here?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she says, no, and I don't think she's here. She doesn't have a reason to come.
Yeah.
And
but actually, she is there.
She's there. And when they call the Buddhist Association, she's there.
Yeah, yeah.
So
sadhu.
That was how close the affinity
yeah.
was. Yeah.
Sadhu, very good. Yeah.
Then I think when I started studying, when I came to KL, when I started work actually, then I was exposed to the Theravadian teaching of meditation.
Okay.
That was when I started.
Going to retreat.
Started my meditation, learning about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, at that time, then all this, because of the lack of wisdom, the
judgment
and comparing started.
Oh, okay.
Like, what can chanting do? And
That's
why I'm very thankful, Brother Teo, for and then I started dropping everything, and I started charging the teaching, and even my mom.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. My mom also passed away lately.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah.
If only I met you earlier, then I would have known how beautiful the Mahayana teaching is.
Sadhu. How beautiful the Mahayana teaching is, But no problem, it's not too late. Condition will unfold, it will direct you back. And with this understanding, you will understand both also very beautiful teaching. It's only understanding them. Very good, sadhu.
And then, I think in the practice, because I know it's not easy, I mean, the teaching sounds simple, you intellectualize. But when life lesson comes, you were truly
correct.
No
you have
how,
to
how well
you have
can
to
say
pass
that
the
you
test.
Have when life lessons come, you really know whether.
That's why life is your greatest teacher. All this will go in. I tell you.
Yeah, simple. And, it's simple to say, Brother Teo, I know attachment, but when you are really attached to something, you really feel the pain.
Then you have to go through the experience to understand. But most people are like that because their cultivation in the past is not that deep. That's why they need, even Eckhart Tolle, also same, need to go through depression first, then only it can happen. So these are life lessons. Then it brings about condition for me to share again, this part of the Dhamma which very few people understand. You see, all this suffering that you go through, all this whatever thing that a person go through, you remember that video, that lady? Anita Moja. She later on, after that incident, her cancer thing, she healed. She relate in the experience how when she went out of the body, then how they actually went into the astral. Then he met the father who passed away already. Then a lot of things. Then he starts to develop the understanding. Because when you are in that state, you are actually not in the conscious mundane mind. You are actually with that type of oneness, consciousness, that can enable you to understand a lot of things. That's why he described that. When he wants to know where the brother is, he can see. He's in India, boarding the plane, coming over. Then he wants to know who. Straight away the consciousness is there. Very fast. Then, through that, the father actually instructed her and explained to her. Then she starts to develop that understanding herself. She came to know how she got cancer. why her life was like that, terrible. Then the father finally told him, now that you know how to live, go back and live without fear. Without fear means without delusion. And when his consciousness returned to that sick body, the doctor already written off any chance of survival. Day by day, because of that understanding, it healed. So she used this word, no. Our bodies, sickness or disease or anything that happened, is actually the sign that is given to us that we have not lived our life properly, you understand? You have abused the body. That's why our body reacts through what? Pain, problem. Because you have been living a heedless life. You have not taken care of the body. You have actually abused the body. That's why all these other signs that will come. Otherwise, you won't have all these problems. Like the car, you don't maintain, it will give you a problem. So when you see the sign, that's why for me, when I cultivate the Dhamma, when I see the sign, I will know, I check. Then I will ask for forgiveness and all that. I will do what I need to do. That's why this one, nobody taught me. Then vow not to do all, nobody taught me. This lie I never learned. Even my teacher didn't teach me. But how did I know? Yeah, it's from my past. My nature's cultivated. So what she said, I can understand this, I can share with you all. Then I can tell you as a cultivator, practitioner, the moment you see the sign, you have to be very careful. It means something is coming. Because that sign will tell you. So this is what nature is all about. So when you understand, then you will know how to attend to it. Then, retrospectively through the understanding, reverse it. So ultimately, it's taking care of karma, developing virtue, developing understanding, kindness, gentleness, all the good mind state. Without that, you cannot overcome your problem. So all this is part and parcel of the understanding. That's why he said he went through that very, he was going to attack, remember? So it's coming, all this is coming. That's why the teacher and him got affinity. Then without him conscious, he can call the teacher. And the teacher immediately respond. And she, of course, very powerful in chanting. So when it's very powerful in chanting, you know what happened? The non-human inside, will react one. No? That's why he feel a force, like want to punch. But because of his karmic, what they call affinity with some of the great beings, they are there to protect him. That's why there is a force that pull back. Then after that, the non-human gone. That's why he recovered. Otherwise, all these things cannot happen. So you have to understand, these are not really what you think like. I always say one, a fairy tale. You think Lolly Kong, where got like that one? More cheesecake than the film show. But really, it happened. That's why, even I used to tell a lot of Kayamita, when you are in this spiritual field, this spiritual line, you have that nature, that understanding. They always say, to meet our enlightened being very rare, very difficult. But do you know, because I am in this line, 1986 to 89, all this being came. That's why I say the book come, the teacher come, the guide come, everything come. But my nature, I cannot attach or no. I cannot like, I like that teacher, I chase after him. I never do that. Got condition, I meet. Meet already, about time, they will leave, I will leave. That's why my last teacher knew I will leave him. And he requests to meet me through another Kayamita. That follow him. And he arranged a bungalow for me to meet him in KL. Well, that person was very wealthy. And his bungalow in the midst of KL with the forest and all those things, the whole house he was a kid. And he sent me there. He said, the last teacher wants to meet you. He's waiting for you up there. So I went down. Then I went out, I met him. And he don't like people to pay respect to him or no. He said, don't, please, never do that. You know why or not? Your nature, his nature, same. No need to do this. You understand? Because they are at the level that they don't need this type of merits anymore. Understand? So he said, don't do this. He, of course, he got his unique way of doing things. Then what happened? He talked to me. Then as he talked to me, I express whatever I understand, and I share a lot of things with him. Then after about half an hour or one, he told me, he said, Tio, do you know, in this universe, even all the living beings no more, the two of us enough, we can talk. Huh. He told me that. Then we were there for 4 hours, you know, until dinner time. You know. And we just talked. And when I was with him, he liked me a lot. When I went to New Zealand to visit him, the wife also get jealous. You know why the wife get jealous? When he shared with me, because when I'm here, I used to record all my teachers' recording. I record. Then, he didn't say anything. After that, the wife got very angry the next morning, breakfast time. Then I didn't know what happened. Then the wife burst out. Why, Mr. Teo, record, you never say anything. When I'm your wife, I want to record, you scolded me like anything. You know how he replied the wife? He didn't even want to argue with him. He said, you are different. Mr. Teo is different. He record, he listen, he understand. You record, you listen, you don't understand. Wah, lagi puhui. Understand? That's why you must have that understanding. Otherwise, no point. Understand? Because they all use the mundane mind to listen. You can't. The moment he held my hand, I told you, did I tell the retreat how I met him? I told you all that. Genting Highland there. The moment he held my hand, he felt my nature, I felt his nature. Then he said, forget about what they tell you, the Singapore friend. My teaching is very simple. Is it? Four things. Now, then he mentioned, relax, aware, 24-hour trust. Hey! I said, I thought last night I heard from them, psychic, energy field. It suddenly become like that. Then I said, first three I already done. You know what he asked me the next one? Where do you return your awareness? Straight away. I point to the center of the heart. He said, wrong, in front of my face. Then he said, slightly towards the left, 1 or 2 inches away. That's why all these things, how can it happen? I don't know him, no. He don't know me, you know. And he take the trouble to drive me around for almost 2 weeks in New Zealand, no. He stayed in Hamilton. He took me to Auckland, then go to the Bay of Island in the Northern Island there. Oh, I tell you, the ocean's vibration there was so weird. He said he liked to meditate there. That's why he took me there. He said, come, Teo, we go together, meditate. We lie down in the beach with, of course, got something. You call what the bed, I don't know what. So we just lie down there, meditate, lying down. And you know, first time I felt the nature's vibration, where the ocean is a mass, very big. And it's like the consciousness is very pure, it's all pure vibration. That's why when you go on a cruise, when you're silent, I tell you, the ocean's pure energy goes in, nature's energy, very strong. That's how I came to understand all these things. Then when I was on the cruise, I like to go back to my cabin without, of course, the one we bought, the more expensive one, first class one, got balcony one. So my whole family, we went. Then my daughter didn't go. Only my son, my wife, and me, and Sam, the family. Then a lot of other people. So I lie down, I just silence my mind, and this ocean wave vibration was so strong, so pure, and I can really, really meditate there. That's why all this, nobody can teach you unless people who has gone through. So that is the reason why a lot of these things you may think is fairy tale, or you may think that we have got like that one. Then to me, what I want to explain is, you think very difficult to meet all these great beings. You can meet, provided you have that type of understanding. Otherwise, you can never meet. You understand? Then those who have the condition, they always meet, no, like so easy to meet, no. You understand what I'm trying to share with you? So don't be disappointed when you say, how come I don't meet anyone? You remember what I told you? Cup also don't have, how to meet? Meet also don't recognize, how to receive? You understand? That's why you must have the cup. Then you must have the sensitivity. Then you can feel them, they can feel you. You remember what is written by Kehun up there? Read. The nature of all the great beings and the Buddha are ever relating for the cultivator of the way. They are all the time there. When affinity is there, condition, they will manifest, they will come. That's why I say I didn't do anything. 1986, Kuan Yin's message came. All the teacher, the guide, the book, everything that I need, they come. And I don't know any of them. Then all your kayamita, you ask, except Sui An, my classmate, my wife, and my daughter, all I don't know you all. True or not? You all come by yourself. So all this is what Dhamma is. So this is something that you will learn. And it is very good, because this retreat, there is a lot of condition for a lot of things to happen. We should thank Li Hun and Danny. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you so much. But these are something very personal. Even just now, Danny, she was moved to tears because it affects him and affects the mother. And all these people are willing to share because people have the faith, people have listened, and they have gratitude. So they want to play their part. So don't be shy. You know who is shy? The thought is shy. Where is Kehun? I want her to write. Come and write. Who is shy? Now you understand, sadhu. Luckily we have her. This one. If you are shy, you cannot say, I obviously choose Huang Li Hong. That's why you're not shy. But the question you didn't write. Okay.
Not shy.
No, the question. Question you didn't write. Who is shy? No, never mind. Leave it right at the bottom there. Big space between the two thoughts. Shy. Question mark. Big one. Then circle again, cloud. Then put an arrow there. Like that, very clear. Thank you, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Always remember, not you shy, the thought is shy. The thought paisei. You know what a paisei or not in Hokkien? Paisei jia ka hi. Why you want to paisei? You can learn something. Why are you scared? Do you all? A lot of paise, don't talk. After the whole world, no. I already told you since birth until now, you think any reality about you? Only memory, thought. The worst is people through their thought communicate among themselves, understand? And you paise, who are you? Why your thought attack, cling, fear, and worry? Who paise? The thought. Is that you? Not you. Then you don't know how to speak out. You don't know how to share. You don't know how to learn. To learn, you must be sincere. Understand or not? No need to fear. To learn, you really need to be sincere. Then you learn through sincerity. You want to know. You want to understand. Then you share whatever thing that is beneficial. Otherwise, you tend to have that karmic obstruction. Because you fear then you are not upright, you are not righteous, you understand or not? Then you compromise through what? Through paise, don't want to tell people. You understand? That's why you have to be very righteous, upright, sincere. Like there is one of my, I think, my wife's side, the sister-in-law, the brother's wife. She came from a family where everything that happened, they want to resolve it then. They can talk about it, they can do whatever, but they want to speak the truth and say it out so that we openly discuss and resolve it. Don't carry overnight. Carry overnight worse. Understand? You keep inside, he keep inside. That is what happened to my wife's side. The brother sister, for many years, they kept all this inside. Then later on, after the parent passed away, then when we were together because of occasion, the brother came back from Australia, then we met. Then only they start to resolve it. Then they come to my house. And then I say, okay, I help my wife to resolve it. All sit. Now, you listen from each and every one of them direct. Don't go and listen to the other brother, the other sister. All this, not reliable. Then they start to say, one by one. Then only they start to understand why they are like that. Why they suffer. Why they do that. It's because of miscommunication. Never have the guts to sincerely speak out how you feel and what you don't like and what you go through. You should openly, especially brother, sister, spouse. Why must there be secret? Understand? This is life. So we learn. Everybody make mistakes. You agree or not? Huh? Everybody make mistakes. Yeah. Where got human being to make mistakes? The Buddha before he connect also he make mistakes. So all this you have to understand. Then you will have the wisdom. Is the thought. Why you allow the thought to condition you to have this type of fear? Paisei la, all these things. So hopefully today the thing go in. And knock already. But whether you wake up or not, I don't know. The knocking is done. So forgive me if it's too hard for you to accept all this. But your life, like I say, you decide. Nothing to do with my nature. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, thank you so much. 5:30. Oh, another 5 minutes. You got anything else to add? Finish, Danny? You got anything else to add? 5 more minutes.
Yeah, I think to cut short the whole thing,
good.
From the Theravadian practice,
yeah.
2 years ago I went into Vajrayana, the Tibetan
practice. Tibetan, yes.
That's why I had this affinity with Fong Tata
Thong. Yeah.
And I'm glad that today, when I came, in fact, there have been two occasions. In fact, the last was before the last retreat in Penang. I actually wanted to give up on this practice completely. That's how badly my faith has been shaken.
Affected.
And fortunately, by whatever grace, the triple gem.
Yes. Yeah, affinity with the triple gem.
Everything was restored. And today, having attended this retreat, I believe that I've been reminded that my roots is definitely Mahayana.
Definitely Mahayana. Sadhu to you.
Sadhu. Truly thank you, Brother Teo, for tying these two.
You should thank your good karma.
Tying these two teachings together.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And actually, Ta Pei Cho and Sing Ching is something that is very close to me.
Very close to you.
Because when I was first exposed to the first mantra before I was even met my teacher was Ta Pei Cho.
Oh, very good.
They only gave me pinyin.
The pinyin.
Then at that time, I didn't know whatever it is. I was told it's very good.
So now you know the 84 manifestation of Kuan Yin. In the dinner hall there also, bigger one.
That one, all those I knew later on.
But
the amazing thing at that time was that I could actually memorize it within 1 month.
Very good.
Within 1 month, it just went in. And
very good.
Later on, it was the
size. Tonight chanting, you can join it. Never mind, your rhythm, we follow yours.
No, it's the same.
It's the same. Let's join in.
I'm really grateful, Brother Teo, for tying both together. And so amazing to see Tapa Chow together with the Sanskrit chanting,
which is
something I think that is priceless, which I cannot find. Because
Mahayanas
will be Mahayanas,
Theravadins
will chant the Theravadins, and somehow I'm torn in between.
That's why the confusion. Very good.
And it's so beautiful now that you tie both of them together.
And that is my nature's mission to this world.
Sadhu.
Very good. So tonight, we got some more sharing. So a lot of good sharing that you will receive. So this year, in a way, because of condition, a lot of things is going to move. Like I said, this year's retreat is going to be very different. That's why now you start to see. Because this year is all going into the cultivation. No more theory. Theory, too many of the retreat. You have enough of the teaching. It's materializing it. Developing the strong faith to move. And all this sharing are meant to be. That's why Suyan also now know. Those who meant to be will come one. Don't worry one. Not meant to be will not come one. Now Suyan also understand already. But sometimes we also need to understand. Because if we have the understanding that by fixing the date of the retreat to be conducive, so that people no need to take so many days leave, it will help, is it? Kek Hun agree first. All agree. All Chokang one agree. Bo Chokang one, no different. Like Eng Vi, very got different. You fix all on weekday also, no problem. That's why I say everyone is different. But Sui Ang got his concern. You must actually acknowledge that. He said weekend, he scared the traffic very bad. You agree, Li Hun. But never mind, we try out next year, Saturday to Sunday, so that you take only in between, maximum 5 days leave. Yeah, 5 days only. Then sometimes got holiday in between, or less. Yeah. to a lot of working people, every day's leave count. They always tell me, but you, I take leave until I cannot go spiritual trip. No more leave. I don't know whether to go retreat or to go spiritual trip. Then got some people accumulate all the leave, never take and use, except go spiritual trip, go retreat. After that, no more personal holiday. So people who know what is important, they will do that. Like my daughter also last year, take until no more leave. Where is she, Sui? Oh, Miss also. She tell me, Daddy, no more leave already. Otherwise, she every month come back and you ask my wife. Then last year, take until no more leave. But good, because she really, really appreciate. And she has been coming for the third consecutively, third retreat. Every retreat she learned, different. Is it? This year again, different. And now she's back. She heard. And they think thousand. Take leave until no more leave. You can ask her. Take no pay leave some more. See? Willing to sacrifice. So this is, when you understand it's important, you will do all this. Sadhu. Okay, we can have our dinner. Then we meet back here at 6:40. So we rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So if you got personal story, don't worry. Share. Or if you worry, come and talk to me alone. You sure for that one. You will get all the good answers.
Yeah.